And greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Kim Branton on the line with me. I mean, she's an amazing woman of God and doing so many things. She's an author, she's a producer, she's a fashion icon, she's doing a whole lot of everything, and she just released a children's book. So I'm going to go ahead and let Kim join in with you. So Kim Branton, tell people the name of the book, and then just go into a little bit about yourself.
The name of the book that God blessed me with is called Petal Learns a Valuable Lesson About Her Faith. It's an awesome book, and it not only talks to children, but it talks to adults as well, because how many of us struggle with our faith?
Right.
It's just such an uplifting book, and it's just going to be awesome. It's going to save so many lives in so many ways. And I'm a minister. I'm a playwright, fashion designer. I'm blessed to be an artist, and I just want to love on people and do what God has me do so well.
It's such a good time for this book because, as we are hearing, and it's just shocking and appalling to hear a 6-year-old, an 11-year-old, a 14-year-old with mass shootings in schools today. And although they took prayer out of the schools and let hell in, I think it's extremely important for us to be reminded of faith, to have your children purchase this book, or you purchase the book and put it at the nightstand, and encourage young hearts and mind that, and introduce that there is a God. And there's a scripture that says, raise up a child. We have to add faith to the equation. What would you say about that?
Faith is so important. I mean, we can't please God if we don't have faith. It's impossible to please God if we don't have faith. And the reason why God had me write this book is to bring people together, bring families back together, back to the table, learning about their faith, growing through their faith, and knowing who they are in God. It's so important to bring back our faith in God, because it's lost in the school system. And I miss the families coming together, reading at the table.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And a lot of that is just because everything's so daggone expensive. Parents got 2 and 5 jobs nowadays. No one's home to kind of nurture the children. So it's important to have like tools, like children's books or program. Now, you're also a playwright. So talk about some of the theater productions you've done and what can we look forward to?
We have one called Face of Black, and it's about a reprobate's journey into hell. So basically, it's a woman that she forgets who God is, and she says, I'm God here.
Wow.
And own this. And immediately, she drops dead as she hears God say, I share my glory with no man. And you see her journey into hell. But first, she meets the Lord face to face, and he tells her all about herself. And she meets some other characters who are also in hell. It's going to speak to everybody.
Right.
Saved and saved. Because it's all about, you know, it's all about giving glory to God in everything that we do. Amen. So
yeah.
I just want to be used by him in everything. From the plays to the books to the clothing line, everything. I just want to give him the glory. And I so appreciate being on your show today. I so appreciate you.
You're more than welcome. Now, I am a true fan of your fashion. You are really gifted in all that you do. But, like, how did you even get so creative, first of all? Like, what was your childhood like?
Oh, gosh. I used to watch my sister draw. God bless her soul. She used to draw. She did fashion design. She made coats out of ties, neckties. Every chance she got, she drew. She drew on something. On clothing. She was actually the first one that started the fake hair on, sewn onto jackets with the beads.
Uh-huh.
She did all that by hand. She used to go to FIT in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So she really inspired me. God blessed me with the gift, because, you know, I'll give all glory to God. And
right.
He blessed me with the gift, and I just wanted a clothing line that will bring, not only bring people back to God, but it says something. It says a positive message, because, again, people are going so away from God. I
right.
want to bring them back to him.
Now, you have a clothing line attached to the children's book, right? Talk about that.
Yes. Yes. It's, oh, my gosh. I am so excited. in the book, all the characters that's in the book is on the, it's in the t-shirt line. So not only can the kids wear it, but the mothers can wear it with their children. The fathers can wear it with their sons,
mm-hmm.
because Weedo is basically, he's a weed. You know, the weeds that that's on, you know, that grows in the grass.
Right.
So basically, they can wear it. Not only adults can wear it, but children can wear it. Grandparents can wear it. And they all have godly inspirational messages attached to it.
Yeah, and I love the colors and everything. I mean, you did an excellent job. You had another t-shirt line for adults, I believe. What was the name of that?
Oh, we have New Wine Skins. We have Fade to Black, actually from the play.
Uh-huh.
We have Phrase Angels with the Z for boys. So we're trying to get the children back because, you know, there's so many designs with demonic imagery.
Yes,
and yeah. Just want to get something back for these kids. We want the little girls to dress like little girls with the little bags again.
Come on.
We want to, you know, wear some nice pants, some nice hoodies, you know, something that they'll be proud to wear. Godly values. I can't say it enough. I want to bring godly values back to this world. And if God chooses to use me, Animated Dust, I'm excited. I'm excited. I want to bring families back. I want families to know. I want to be like almost like the bridge. Even though Jesus is the bridge, I want God to use me as a bridge so that families have places to go. We have different organizations that we can tell them about. You know, it's more than just a book. It's a ministry.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up because you're also trying to purchase a building for families in need, and proceeds yes. from the book will help you do that. So talk a little bit about the building that you're going to purchase.
The Lord gave me this vision years ago called the Jehovah Jireh Center, and he had me build it. I have it. I still have it somewhere. It's in my storage. I built each floor, so it's going to be where they can have computers, they can learn a skill, they're allowed to live there for a year. If they need a little bit more than a year, they have to let me know ahead of time.
Right.
Everybody polices themselves. They're also going to have doctor care. I want, you know, professionals that are willing to give their time for doctor care. They'll have a place to stay. Again, there'll be a person on each floor. There'll be a place that they can entertain themselves, ping pong table, game systems, and a place of worship way at the top. It has no furniture, nothing but huge pillows, and the Lord showed me how to decorate the place and how to be able to get the funding that people will pour into the furniture and everything, how to go to IKEA and get this and that. You know, I'm excited. I really want this building because I want people to know that God is the one that gives us everything. Without him, we have nothing.
That's right.
You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, we can't even live or breathe. So I want to get this building done. And it's one of many I'm praying because.
Amen.
Yeah, it's time. It's just at the right time.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important that you support Kim Breton in this project, Petals, because all the proceeds go towards the vision of the building. And let me just tell you guys, we don't know who will be in office soon. However, the least of these always get the end of the stick, where they will cut funding, they will cut grants, they will cut, and it is really up to us to take care of us. And so people have to learn that whether you know her or not, whether, you know, she got a big name or not, I'm asking that you guys go to Amazon and purchase the book. And she's going to be signing books. Let them know where you're going to be on the 28th.
Oh, we're going to be in Virginia, Charlottesville, Virginia. And I want to let everybody know, as soon as you get there, you're going to feel love. You're going to feel the love. And I can't wait to talk to you guys. This is one out of 15 series. We're going to hit topics that talk about disabilities. We're going to hit things that talk about how to treat your friend who has autism.
Nice.
It's going to hit so many topics. And it has a glossary and questions to ask the child.
That is excellent. This is a tool that parents can use with their children to just help them know about friendships, know about themselves, and it's needed. And so again, yeah. I'm just going to keep pounding. Please support the author, Kim Bratton, and purchase the book. Proceeds go towards the vision of the building and the continuation of the series. And I hope I'm not speaking too quickly, but it could be on television soon, correct?
Oh my God, you better stop it. She's a fly in the wall, because you know what's coming? It's going to be a 20 series show. It's coming. I'm making my own puppet. My granddaughter's the voice of Petal. And oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to teaching your children more about God and more about getting a relationship with the Lord Jesus, because it's so important. And just loving on you guys. I can't wait to love on families.
Amen.
Can't wait. So thank you.
Yeah. And listen, if you are a church member, please tell your pastor about Kim Bratton. And Kim, let them know your social media and where else can they get the book besides Amazon, or if it's just Amazon, let them know how to reach out to you so they can invite you to their church, so you can go visit some of their Sunday school children, or, you know, where they let the kids hang out while the parents is in there getting the word.
Sure, they can go on the website petalcorner.com. That's petalcorner.com.
Can you spell that for them?
Capital P as in pony, E T as in Tom, A L S K O R N as in Nancy, E R. .com.
Yeah, I just wanted them to know that corner had a K and not a C.
Yes.
But Kim, thank you so much for coming through. You know I love me some you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So we're looking forward to being one of your media partners when the TV show comes on, when the fashion shows for the little kids is going on, and everything that you're doing. God bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And again, please, all the information is up top to make sure you purchase the book.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
You are more than welcome.